From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. The Secure Border Act of 2023 is now in the hands of the Senate after it passed in the House of Representatives recently. Representative Dan Newhouse says this would be a missed opportunity, but he likes the legislation they've passed on to the Senate.
They can certainly put their mark on the legislation and make improvements or changes, but I think the problem is so dire that we can't ignore it. And it would be a shame if we lose this opportunity to make much needed improvements in our border security.
Let's face it, Newhouse says, with everything we're seeing these days, the border situation is a mess.
The number of people that are coming across illegally, the amount of illicit drugs that are coming into our communities, the number of people in our country that are dying from drug overdoses, much of it sourced from our southern border.
So Newhouse says he's encouraging the Senate to put their stamp on the Secure Border Act.
You know, these are things that touch everyone, whether you're in a large city or a small rural community in central Washington. These are huge issues that we have to address. And so I'm encouraging the Senate to tackle this and let's get something to the president to help solve this crisis.
Addressing reports that the president says he might veto the legislation, Newhouse says that would be really unfortunate, essentially saying the status quo is okay.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.